This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run studios. John Reed, Cam Black, Draven Fine. Intern Ryan's got the Periscope fired up. We good? If you want
Ready to watch along.
As we get set to talk sports and other things for the next 3 hours.
It's game day, man. I need a little bit more excitement from you, John.
I know.
A little bit more intensity.
I know. My computer is bad omen. Computer just went dead out of nowhere. Well, it went from like 21% to 20%. I was like, okay, 20%. And it was right when Charlie and them were wrapping up. So it's like 20%, boom, great. I'll just wait a minute and charge when I get in here. That way I don't have to get my charger out of my computer because I don't like to keep my laptop on the charger all the time because I feel like that messes up the battery. So then, you know, then immediately goes to 10%. I was like, oh, wow, this is weird. I guess I'll plug it in. And then by the time I stood up to get my charger, it went dead. So now it's rebooting. So the whole show opening the stats for Tennessee, Texas, what I was looking at, the matchup to entertain and inform the audience, it's loading right now as I look at my Lenovo screen. So it's excuse me if I'm not exactly jumping for joy right now, Draven. But yes, it is game day. Tennessee, Texas, elimination game. The top two seeds of the tournament find themselves playing an elimination game today. The third highest seed yesterday lost last night. Or the third highest seed lost yesterday, as last night NC State shut out Vanderbilt. So the top three seeds all facing elimination. One of them guaranteed to go home in about, what, 5 hours?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Roughly 5 hours. I'm wondering if we should even do a third hour. Show starts at 2, or the game starts at 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know Russell and them aren't starting their show until the game's over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So does it make sense for us to do a third hour? Who knows? I mean, I'd like to watch the game. I can't imagine there are very many people that want to watch the game. Now, I will say, like, our podcast audience might be sad.
Yeah.
Our podcast audience might be like, oh.
By the way, what the hell are we doing with the schedule? 2 p.m. on a Tuesday? We can't do this a little bit later?
When are they supposed to do it? That's the thing about baseball, man. It's like
I get it.
You got to leave a little bit of a window in case the game goes long.
I get that. That's fine. But, like, 2 p.m.? Like, come on. 2 p.m.
We just got to win a little bit to get the good times.
Well, if you win tonight, the rest of your games will be, I don't know about on Friday, if you make it back to, like, the last series to try to beat the winning team twice or whatever. But if you win tonight, your next game will be tomorrow or 2 days from now in primetime on Thursday. Like at 7 or 8, I don't know exactly which one, but
yeah. You'll
be a night game, so it'll be a little bit better for you. But they got to start squeezing in more games a day. They only got one stadium. That's the problem of doing everything at one venue.
Like 2 and 7, you can't like.
What do you want? 3 and 8?
Something a little later. I don't know.
Would that really make you feel better? 3 o'clock instead
maybe
of 2 o'clock?
Maybe start at 9. The second game can't start at 9. Like a 4 and 9, 5 and 9. Maybe.
I mean, then we'd be mad if our team was. Imagine our team was having to start their game at 9 p.m.
I guess. I think it's ridiculous to start at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. There's probably a lot of pissed off people not getting to watch it.
Probably should have started at 1. But, you know, they're in Central Time, so it makes it 1 o'clock over there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens. Do you feel the same way, like during the NCAA tournament when the game started at like 12:15?
At least it's on like Thursday, Friday, a little bit better. Can kind of plan it out a little bit more, get off. Like Tuesday, I feel like it's a hard day.
You should have won our game.
Should have.
You wouldn't have had to worry about it had we won our game.
You're right. You're right.
I mean, keep in mind, the SEC tournament had us playing at what, like 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
10 a.m.? It was something crazy. That first game was like 9 a.m. local time over there. So it's just the way it's got to be, Draven. Just the way it's got to be. Tennessee, Texas. Texas is throwing their Big 10 pitcher of the, or Big 12 pitcher of the year.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't do that. Sunday?
I don't know if he's their best pitcher or not. I thought they threw their best pitcher in game one. This guy I think, again, the computer's still booting up, so I don't have the exact stats in front of me. But I want to say he got like 11-2, 11-3, sub-3 ERA, logged the 6 most innings in baseball this year, so he's been kind of their workhorse. They turned to him when they had to have a win in the Big 12 tournament after they lost their opening day. Much like Tennessee lost their first game, had to go to the loser's bracket. Against their big rival, Oklahoma. And they gave the ball to this kid, and he came out and I think pitched 7 shutout innings. give up four hits, maybe get one run. They won 4-1, so maybe get one run. But, you know, went seven innings for them, gave them a really quality start, and gave them, you know, the chance to win. They're trusting him. Tennessee turning to freshman Blade Tidwell. Feel good about that.
Yeah.
Freshman on a big stage, though. I mean, it gives you a little bit of concern, but I think it gives you a little excitement, too. Let's see what this guy's got. He's going to be your ace next year, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what he's got. Let's put the ball in his hand.
Didn't you say he could get drafted, though, yeah, potentially?
He can be draft eligible a year early, like in his class, I believe, is what I was – my understanding based on, like, his age. He's a year old for his age, I think, so he'll be old enough next year after, to go to the draft and after 2 years. And he'll probably be, you know, first top three or four round pick.
Okay.
Believe is what, you know, the people that kind of follow it more closely have kind of speculated for him.
Listen, I was nervous and I was skeptical in the Virginia game, and look what it got us. It got us beat. I tell you, I take partial blame. I think positivity. We're gonna win this game. I feel better about this game.
Okay.
We didn't come to Omaha to lose two games and go home. All this momentum we built up, all this energy we've created, we're winning this game, John. Scared of Texas.
Are you doing that, or do you believe it?
What do you mean?
Are you doing that because you believe
it? I said
it. Or are you doing that just to kind of try to get the team, get some good energy out there? Do you actually believe it is what I'm asking?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I believe we'll win. I said it. If I say something, I believe it.
Well, you prefaced it by talking about the bad energy for Virginia and almost taking credit or blame one for putting that out there. So I didn't know if you were just trying
to do something
different.
Negative either way. No reason to be negative.
Okay.
Also, team, backs against the wall, pretty good. Been pretty good this year.
That is a stat I remember from my previews that I was reading. Tennessee, 15-1. 15-1 this year after a loss. They only have lost two games in a row once. And that was in February, at the end of February against Indiana State. Lost a doubleheader there against Indiana State. Yep.
Here's my question. Does Texas have any deep emotional stories that we should worry about the way Virginia did?
It's a good question.
Doesn't every team, though? Doesn't every team, some point, somewhere, like they have some sort of emotional thing kind of driving them?
Do we?
I don't think so.
Got the daddy hat.
I mean, we got the daddy hat, but I mean, like, I missed like any like emotional like Rinaldi worthy stories that they would pair, you know, play on whatever equivalent of college football game day would be. Like, we would have heard about this Virginia guy before if he was a football player.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Let's just face it: the national coverage of baseball lacking. So I had no idea we were going up against a kid that had a dad, you know, battling pancreatic cancer on Father's Day. I haven't seen any of those for Tennessee.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if Texas is going to think either or not, Cam. I don't know.
I feel like that's important.
We'll find out pretty quickly, I would say. I'm sure this pitcher's got somebody in his life he's pitching for.
Yeah,
this is for his grandma. Who was a big Portugal soccer fan who is reeling from the defeat at the hands of the Germans on Sunday. He's dedicated this to her.
It's going to be something like his mom has made every game forever except for this one.
She's stuck in the tropical storm.
Yeah.
Oh. There it is. Yeah. That's it.
Damn it. And then they'll go.
That's it.
Or it'll just be even something like, you know, you might be seeing this tropical storm ravaging the South. As you know, so-and-so is from Houston, and if you remember a couple years ago, Hurricane Harvey, like, I mean, he was holed up in
He saved three families by himself.
And whereas some people would have PTSD, you know, he's using that as motivation today. There'll be something. There'll be something. They'll find it. ESPNU, 2 o'clock. Can't wait for all the tweets about how I thought I had every channel. Where's ESPNU? Why can't I stream this?
That happens every single time.
Single time something's on ESPNU. Quit trying to make us pay extra for ESPNU. Just give it to us, Disney. Are you that damn greedy? You got all the Marvel movies. Like, what else do you need? You got, what, Harry? Do they get part of Harry Potter World at Universal? I don't even know if they get that. They got really, Disney Worlds, though.
I'm
Disney
sure
Worlds
do,
and Disneylands. Yeah.
I think Harry Potter is just its own, like, I think Universal.
Entity.
Okay, I didn't know if they owned Universal. I didn't know if they'd bought Universal by now, since, I mean, Universal, I think, of the Marvel Universe. I mean, isn't Universal built all around, like, Hulk and Spider-Man?
Yeah. They own the Hulk. I don't remember how they had the rights to
the
Spider-Man. So they had the amusement park already standing, and then they made a deal with Disney that's like, as long as they don't update and or change anything, they can keep what they have.
Yeah.
So does that mean that Disney's getting a cut of Universal or no? I think of the theme park?
I would have to assume yes.
Okay, well, either way, you got all the money in the world, Mickey Mouse. Just give us ESPNU.
Come on.
Don't mess with the mouse.
And bring back ESPN Classic, damn it. Whatever happened to ESPN Classic?
Yeah, that did just kind of disappear.
Bring back ESPN Classic.
No announcement or anything.
I forgot about that.
Show us more NBA from the 70s and 60s. Show us some classic Todd Helton, R.A. Dickey World Series moments today. What are we doing? At least do that, SEC Network. Come on, open up the vault. Lord knows. Really, it's ESPN if you really think about it. I don't want to like go on a whole rant about Disney and ESPNU, but it really is ESPN and Disney that created this cord-cutting momentum, this cord-cutting society we live in, which we're now we all like realize if we add it all up that we've got it, you know, higher bills than ever before when it comes to paying for content.
Yep.
Although at least, you know, in some of them you ain't got to watch commercials, and some of them you at least have it on demand. So I guess it may be a
some
still
of
a
them,
net positive,
not even
yeah.
all of them. Most of them you still have to watch commercials.
But ESPN trying to charge $7, trying to charge the cable network $7 just to carry them. That's what led to just the arguing, and then ESPN's like, hey, we're going to go our own way. We're going to do our ESPN Plus. Led to people thinking their cable bill is too high. It's just the whole thing. So keep that in mind whenever you don't get whenever you can't see your ESPNU and have to try to find the game. We need to talk as a team and figure out if we're going to do a 2 o'clock hour. Just because the game will be on. Yeah. Let's go to break. Hopefully my computer will be done updating. Apparently it's forcing an update right now. So 35% complete. Which what can you do? Just gotta grin and bear it. It's game day. We all got our orange on. Except
let's
Ryan.
Go. Some positivity.
Ryan. Look at you. You got your orange in.
I do.
Also, I've been wearing orange this entire time. You know,
For some reason, Draven's wearing a sweater.
I don't have much orange, man, okay? I don't have the baseball jerseys and all that.
You got your alum shirt and your sweater.
I literally have two alum shirts, and I can't wear both all the time. Like, one's orange and one's gray. I'm like...
I wore my only orange shirt on Sunday.
Like, literally. I got to mix it up.
Well, you're hot.
You don't like the
shirt?
You're
ready to go?
I mean, it's kind of light.
Yeah, but it's 90 degrees outside, bro.
It is a little scratchy.
Didn't summer start yesterday?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, yeah.
Officially,
Yeah, wasn't yesterday the solstice? Oh,
how about that?
That's such a stupid thing.
What do you mean it's such a stupid thing?
Like, summer starts at in May. We all know it. We all consider it May. Like, why do we do this? Oh, summer's officially starts. Like, bro, it's been 95 degrees for the last month.
The rotation of the planet.
What are we talking about?
I think it's just the way the Earth works.
I get it. But, like, what's the point of even, like, making anything, saying it?
Just to break it up into three-month things, I would say.
Yeah.
But, yes, here in Tennessee, we do not have equal three-month seasons. That is fair. I'd say there are very few places in America that you have equal three-month seasons. But, yeah, it's just about the planet and the way it works around the sun, I guess.
Yeah, who cares?
So yesterday was the longest day, right? Is that how that works? Or no?
Yes. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you had the longest day of the year. Yep.
Okay.
It was a long day.
You would think they'd build it up differently. You think they'd get like the halfway point of summer would be the longest day of the year. Because then you go back down.
That is true.
Because now we're like working our way out of summer the whole time.
Yeah.
Or is that... I don't know. I don't remember which one's the longest day. I guess it was yesterday.
And then I know the one in like December 21st is the shortest.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
That's the winter.
Yeah.
Solstice. Okay. Are they both? They're not all four called solstice, right? Some of them are called equinoxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like winter and summer solstice and fall and spring equinox. Is that right? Is that how it works? Give me an extra trivia point.
I was going to say, some trivia over there.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Tennessee, Texas, first pitch, 2 p.m., ESPNU.
Let's go.
Intern Ryan says that's on the latest Major League Baseball mock draft, this pitcher for Texas. My computer is still rebooting, Gus. I'm working
What's
on
going
it.
On over here?
I don't know. They're trying to force me into a new one. It's a big conspiracy. I let my antivirus run out, so I feel like they're in cahoots with the computer, so they're just giving me problems now. So it has returned on, but now it's got to boot back up. They'll launch my Spotify and the Microsoft Teams that I don't know how to delete. Probably fire up my Discord and Skype as well, even though I don't use the Skype ever either, and it's so hard to get them to turn off. But We're like 5 minutes from being back to normal.
Okay.
But this pitcher slotted as the eighth pick in this upcoming draft.
Yeah. First college pitcher after the Vandy boys.
Okay.
No. Nice.
Yeah.
Woo. Why didn't they throw him day one?
Well, I will say, like, whoever they throw on game one, like, it wasn't his fault. They lost 2-1. Yeah. So, I mean, like, they have another good pitcher. It obviously didn't work out. Maybe this guy works better as the second guy in the rotation, and you just have done it all year, so you keep it going. And
yeah.
Maybe there's something to the idea of, like, this guy's good in bounce backs. Like I told you, he didn't pitch day one of the Big 12 tournament, and then they needed him in game two, and he came through for them. So maybe there's something to that. Like, I don't know if Tennessee throws their best pitcher day one either.
That's fair.
Like, ERA-wise, like, Dallas isn't Tennessee's best pitcher. Wins-wise, yes, but, like, ERA-wise, no.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not a baseball coach. I would say it would be – I don't know. It would be deflating to throw your best guy game one and lose. It would
be tough.
Yeah.
Like, in any series, like, you know, if any SEC series, you throw your best guy on Friday, you lose. Then, like, you really need to bounce back on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something to do with that. But this thing, you know, the College World Series is kind of what we talked about with it being a crapshoot. Like I told you, the top three seeds in the field all have a loss. One of them going home in 5 hours. Vanderbilt last night. I mean, if you're Jack Leiter, I don't know what else you could do. You struck really out 15 though. Batters. You gave up one significant hit. It was a solo home run, and Vanderbilt just gets completely shut down.
Whew.
Shut down and shut out.
Make you feel better about Tennessee kind of getting shut out Sunday?
Not really.
Watching Vandy not hit anything either?
Nah, like, you know, friends and other people on the internet were taking, you know, a lot of joy in Vanderbilt losing. I would have probably done the same if Tennessee was 1-0, but, like, it feels like a little tone deaf, I guess, to be celebrating Vanderbilt losing whenever, like, you know, we are on the brink of elimination. I couldn't really enjoy that. Like, I don't want Vanderbilt to win the championship, even if Tennessee loses. But, like, my focus right now is Tennessee, like, advancing and staying alive.
But NC State, man, talk about getting hot at the right moment. My goodness,
NC State. Yeah, that was, you know, one of the top 16 seeds in the tournament. But, you know, they probably are riding pretty high after beating Arkansas. You know what I mean? Like, you go in there, imagine the turnaround from after game one. They got beat, what, like 21-2, 23-2, whatever it was, where Arkansas just beat the absolute hell out of them. And you think, all right, our season's done. But I would say that also probably freed them up. I would say, like, all the nerves got zapped out of you pretty quickly after you get beat by 20 runs in game one of your Super Regional. It's go time from that moment on. Your back's against the wall. And right now you're seeing a hot team.
Yep.
And they're riding that. Now, I will say that, like, not all is lost for Tennessee after going to a loser's bracket in game one. Like, Tennessee can join a list of teams that have come back to win a championship after losing game one. It has been done.
Often?
I won't say often. I'm trying to pull up the exact list. I know that it's been done, I want to say, two times this decade. So, since 2010, I guess. South Carolina did it, and I want to say whoever won in 2018 also did. I'm trying to find the exact list as my computer is working to get us back to track. But it's not impossible. It has been done.
It says, dating back to 2009, of the 22 teams to advance to the championship series, only six lost one of their first two games before clawing back to reach the championship series.
So six since 2010, you said? Or 2009?
Back to, 2009.
So half?
Yeah, so that's not terrible.
Seems pretty good. Yeah, I don't know why I say only six. Like, that seems like a pretty good number.
Yeah.
But that was not to win at all. That was just to get to the championship series.
To advance the championship
series.
Well,
I guess it's not technically half because it's only one of the two teams in the championship, but.
Well, I'm just saying half of the years, though.
Yeah.
But sure. Yeah. Not technically half, but yes. Half of the years, there is a team. So, yeah, I guess you're right, Ken. I guess that's probably more of a fourth.
Yeah.
So, I guess there have been probably 24 championship teams.
It's not bad,
and
though.
Six of them have lost
game one or two. It's not terrible. I was expecting worse.
Yeah. It says 25 of the last 30 national champions have started the College World Series 2-0.
Give us that one more time.
25 of the 30 national champions have started the College World Series 2-0.
Okay.
Oof.
Okay.
So it's tough. It's pretty tough.
Oh, yeah.
You got to win how many games in a row? What, four, right?
Four.
Yeah.
Tennessee has to win four in a row to get to the championship series. And, again, winning the championship, that's down the line. You know, I'm not even making that a realistic goal for Tennessee right now.
Right.
I'm not saying they can't do it, but, like, that's not where my attention's at. My attention is at winning today. let's just win a couple games in the tournament. Let's get back on track. Let's kind of get some good mojo around this program, because let's face it, right now, I'll say the vibes aren't good.
A loss was deflating.
Losses are flooding, and then LSU wants your coach. Like, that, yeah, that didn't help you. That didn't help you. Yes, the loss was deflating. But then, now people are freaking out thinking your coach is going somewhere else.
So you think win or lose, that doesn't impact that that decision?
I think the only thing it would affect is, like, timing. Like, I think, now I don't know if it affects what Tony Vitello thinks. If you're Tony Vitello, you've seen this team. Like, you know what this team's capable of. Right. You know, you have to be pretty confident in the program you're building, right? Like, I don't think you're worried about, well, I just would have stayed if we could have won one game in the College World Series. Like, we could have really been a championship team. But I will say, like, from LSU's side, it might affect things. Like, hypothetically, if Tennessee were to play until, like, next Tuesday, LSU would probably like, hey, let's go ahead and talk to some other people. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't seem like they're, you know, obsessed with the idea of hiring Tony Vitello. So, like, if it was their number one candidate, maybe you'll wait. But they've been talking to other people. I mean, people think they might be in on Virginia's manager. NC State's guy has to catch your attention with the run they're on. Like, Arizona's manager getting a lot – or coach getting a lot of love as well. So LSU just couldn't be sniffing around at all, like the teams there in the World Series, because LSU baseball is apparently Alabama football. It's kind of the way it's been laid out, that LSU baseball is the premier program. Mm-hmm. And that if LSU baseball comes calling, you got to listen. And at least talk. But like I said, Tennessee, 15-1 after losses this season. UT has rebounded from a loss and won five straight games five times, and won six in a row after a loss once. So, like, nice. if you're looking at the prospect of Tennessee needing to win four games in a row, like, they have done that five times this year. Now, you know, the quality of opponent is varying. Like, the teams you beat one five straight against aren't going to be, you know, the final eight standing in the World Series. Like, you have to take that with a grain of salt. But the point is, baseball is a streaky sport. Like, you all know that. Like, baseball is a game where you get hot or you get cold. And, you know, how do you handle losses? Tennessee, you know, has the mental resolve, and that gives me confidence for today. So I'm like you, Draven. We're winning today. Although, you know, credit where it's due. Texas is throwing a pretty damn good pitcher today. Tristan Stevens has been really, really good. Only the third matchup of Tennessee and Texas in baseball.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Only the third time they'll ever meet. Whoa. Tennessee won the first two, 5-4, in 2008 and 2012. Nice. So maybe Tennessee will win 5-4 today.
We, like, never play Texas in any sports, really.
We play them in women's basketball.
Yeah, I guess so.
I was going to say, I think we had played them 19 straight years in basketball, women's basketball.
Kind of forgot about that, yeah.
But outside of that, yeah, like, you know, football, never really done it. We have ties, I guess, where we hired Rick Barnes. So, I mean, like, at least we're somewhat familiar with Texas in that regard. We played, you know, at least a couple games in the early or the mid-2000s, I guess, you know, the Kevin Durant, Chris Lofton game, and then another trip to Texas, I believe, the year before.
I feel like it's two such, like, similar programs, too. Like, football teams kind of living in the past a little bit, have struggled lately. Basketball's kind of been good, not lived up to maybe expectations some years. Like, I feel like there's so many similarities, and you got both these baseball teams in the same exact spot. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Exactly right. And then you get to the UT and the Orange and all
of course,
things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Going back to the Alamo and the tie there and just playing a big game today.
Losing so we are we're underdogs going into this game, correct?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. We are underdogs on the gambling line.
Wow.
We are underdogs on the gambling line, which, you know, not big underdogs by any means. Not big underdogs, but Texas is favored today. I don't know if that matters, because Tennessee was pretty big. Tennessee was pretty big favorites over Virginia. You know, almost 1-2 favorites. Minus like 190 on the money line. Today, Texas is minus 136. So not a huge not a huge difference there.
It's been pretty much all underdogs winning so far in this World Series, right? Pretty much. Yeah. Like, Mississippi State upset Texas. Texas was, I'm sure, favored in that game. Vandy losing to NC State?
Well, you know, we talked about the expectations and the goal, you know, when you get to Omaha. It's just kind of what we said. You know, it's kind of a crapshoot, right? Like,
yeah,
you can get getting to Omaha is the goal for all these big-time schools. Like, that's the goal. Winning a championship, yeah, sure, you want to do that, obviously, once you get there. But you celebrate getting to Omaha. You celebrate, mm-hmm. much like in basketball, you get to the Final Four. That's what you hear all about. Final Four. How many Final Fours do you have? Now, if you win the title, cool. If you lose in the Final Four, you still celebrate the season. That's kind of the equivalent, you know, the equivalency right here of Omaha. And you see why. Like, the top four teams in the country are either home, in Arkansas's case, or on the ropes in Tennessee, Texas, and Tennessee's case.
Yep.
And you have a team like NC State that has to feel like right now they're the favorite. Like, they're as hot as they are and the way their pitching's been going.
Mm-hmm.
And they shut down Arkansas, too, last weekend. Big game today though. Let's get a win. Let's go find Ryan orange shirt. He's bringing down the vibe.
Just noticed that. Ugh.
Hey.
Ugh.
If you want to buy it for me, I'll wear it.
Nah, we'll just get you something out there. Surely there's something laying around. Sometimes people send us shirts they want us to sell. It might be a 2XL or a 3XL, but we'll find you one to wear. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Jared writes in, making sure that we're on the same page here. Like, we need to do some housekeeping here. All right. Pull back up that top 10 draft. Let's make sure we're giving the right information here. Intern Ryan told you this guy's drafted, or, you know, projected to be the number 8th pick. Let's make sure we got the right guy. Let's make sure you're not confusing that with Texas.
Ty Madden. Pitcher.
Ty Madden, that is not who we're facing today. Yeah, we're going to get
Madden.
So that's why they're throwing that other guy first. Ty Madden is the number 8 pick in the draft.
Makes sense.
But everything I said about Tristan Stevens is correct. 11-3 on the year, a 2.97 ERA, a all-conference pitcher, and leads the Big 12 in wins.
Okay.
He does log the 6 most innings. He has logged the 6 most innings in baseball this year. And he is the guy who they relied on in the Big 12 tournament after getting beaten in game 1. Which, by the way, Ty Madden, choke much?
Yeah, really.
Lose
yeah.
game 1 of the Big 12 tournament and this? Like, come on, bro.
Oof. Don't say like a top 10 pick to me.
Although they lost 2-1, to be fair. It was kind of the offense that let them down in game 1. Much like, I mean, Tennessee's pitching staff didn't finish the game. But they had you in the game through the seventh inning, or to the seventh inning, where Tennessee should have had the lead. I understand the pitching, maybe not, you know, getting a little lackadaisical. They can't be perfect all the time. And again, if Tennessee had scored, and I don't think it would have been the same result where they just kind of get boat raced 6-0. But in their first game, Texas's offense let them down. They struck out 21 times.
Sheesh.
In their first game. Yeah. There's 27 outs. They struck out 21 times. So that was not an offense that was putting a lot of balls in play. Tennessee, of course, you know, they had their fair share of strikeouts. I believe 13 of them in game 1. It was more so like Tennessee just couldn't put the ball in play in the right place. Couldn't get the right type of outs.
Yeah.
A couple hard hit line drives are just bad luck, but you couldn't manufacture any runs. Texas just couldn't even put the ball in play. So if you're Tidwell, like, you got a lineup that is probably in its own head right now. I mean, you can't
think
feel,
so.
You can't feel too good as a lineup if you score one run and, you know, get struck out 21 times. I mean, like,
yeah.
That.
Or it could be the opposite, where you use that as a little motivation to come swing in this game.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. You don't want to come swinging.
Yeah,
if you,
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, it can work one or two ways. Either
right.
It refocuses you, or it makes you press, and you're like, okay, well, now I've struck out 3 of my last 4 at bats, and, you know, I was boss close. I got to swing at it, or I got to work the count, and you're giving up cheap strikes. You know, you're taking pitches that you would normally be swinging on first pitch, but your hitting coach has told you, hey, we got to work these counts a little bit. Let's, you know, be a little bit more cautious.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, you've taken some first pitch strikes right down the middle. Because, I mean, if you've struck out 21 times of your 27 outs, I mean, that would, you know, by default mean that there's going to be at least 2 or 3 players there of multiple strikeouts.
Yep.
That had 2 and 3 strikeout games. Maybe somebody even threw a 4 strikeout game up there. So if you're Tennessee and you're Blade Tidwell, that should give you some confidence. You can definitely see why Texas was a top 2 seed in the tournament, though.
Yeah.
With 2 pitchers right there at the top.
Whew.
I guess they don't get the same respect as Leiter and Rocker, but they seem pretty damn good too. But they find themselves in the same situation Tennessee is. Which, by the way, if you're Vanderbilt, you're a little nervous too, because what are you going to do 2 days from now? Or tomorrow, I guess. Are you going to throw Rocker on short rest? Are you going to try it with a third pitcher that hasn't been very good this year? I mean, that you've been a little susceptible whenever one of the top two isn't pitching. What do you do? Nerve-wracking for them. So Tennessee, got to go out and get a win today. Draven's confident. Cam, you confident? You care? You care at all?
Yeah, baseball.
He's got
his
Tennessee hat on. He's showing the respect.
He's doing the best he can.
Yeah.
He's doing the best he can. This would leave a really bad taste in Tennessee baseball's fans' mouth. Just
you got to win
season.
At least one, right?
I don't even think you have to, but man, like, the LSU stuff is making this seem more pressurized, right? Like, I think, like, this let's face it. Is the conversation around here not going to be like, wow, this team was distracted because of the contract situation if they come out here and go 0-2?
And that's so unfair, though, man.
I mean, it might
that's
be,
so
but
do we know they're thinking about that?
Well, we don't, but people speculate. I mean, that's what people – I mean, like, no one cares about facts. People just point at things and,
They have to create something. Exactly. Yeah. They have to blame something.
And, I mean, they did the same thing when Florida got their ass kicked in their regional because their manager was talking to LSU, their coach was talking to LSU. And, you know, they come out and get their ass beat twice. You're like, oh, man, they must have been preoccupied or distracted by what Sullivan was going to do.
It's Tony V, though, man. I just feel like he's always just kind of focused, kind of stays, you know.
He keeps
the distractions off.
You're right. He has been. All throughout the season, 15-1 in bounce back games. It would be unlike Tennessee to come out and lose two games in a row here. What's the difference? Mm-hmm. Oh, contract negotiations, LSU. Again, I'm not saying that's what would actually happen. I'm just saying that's what the conversation is going to be. It's already started happening with some people where they're asking questions or wondering. So Tennessee needs a win. I wouldn't have really said that prior to the start of the tournament. 0-2 would have been disappointing, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But it still would have been, hey, successful season. Let's celebrate.
Yep.
Now 0-2 would be like, oh man, let's wait to see if our coach leaves us.
Also kind of depends how you lose. Like if they get thumped today, I think that would be pretty bad.
See, I don't even think it really matters.
You don't?
I mean, if you lose a 9-8 game or something, you'll say at least the offense showed up, but like
another shutout would be tough. That would be tough. Mm-hmm. Not even be able to score.
Yeah. But I mean, like, how many runs do they have to score? Like, is one run gonna make you feel better? Two runs.
Yeah.
Like I said, if they lose 5-6 or something like that, then you'll be like, oh, where's the pitching staff at? Oh, damn it. And it's not going to be an easy way to lose in baseball because one of your units is letting you down type of thing, right? Unless this kid just comes out here and is just absolutely dominant. You know, this Tristan Stevens guy. If he comes out and is just dominant, there's nothing you can do. Maybe just tip your cap to it. If there's somebody on the team with a dog that just recently passed that he's dedicated the game to Rufus or something. Like,
oh, no, Sparky's going to come back from the grave and be this.
Just tip your cap to that as well.
I will say the good news of being in the loser bracket for this team is how deep our bullpen is, right? Like you mentioned, you mentioned Vandy. I mean, they don't even have like a third pitcher they believe in. At least we got guys we believe in that can get us through the rest of the week if we can get by this game today.
Vandy already had to run through their pitchers in that first game too. Like,
yeah.
True.
Yeah. No, I mean like that, again, Vandy being in trouble doesn't make me feel better, but I know Draven's point was just we talked about how deep this pitching staff was. You have three or four guys you feel good about, you know, starting, and you have some guys out of the bullpen you feel good about, and you know, maybe it changed a little bit with Hundley in game one. He got kind of knocked around a little bit, just kind of dinked and dunked around. And you know, but I think Vitello said it best: you can't be perfect all the time when you pitch. Like it's gonna happen. They still have confidence in him today if they have to go back to him, but. Tennessee's arms, I guess that's the good thing about not having an ace is that you feel good about, you know, three or four starters.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That can come through in big situations. So, yeah, I mean, Tennessee, you feel good right now about Tidwell. Mm-hmm. And then in game three, if you have to play again on, you know, if you get to play again, I guess you essentially have to play again. If you get to play again on Thursday, you'll feel pretty good about Heflin. And then, you know, by the time you get to play again, you'll have, you know, some your rotation kind of, I guess, reset at least at the top with Dallas. It's just going to come down to hitting for Tennessee, though. Like, I mean, you have to have timely hitting. You have to have big hits. unless you just get a dominant performance from Tidwell. But I don't know if Tidwell can do what some of these other big pitchers, like what the guy from North Carolina State did last night. You know, 7 1/3 of just shutout baseball, or, you know, obviously lighter. He gets the loss. That sucks for him. But he went like, what, 8 innings, get 1 run, and struck out 15?
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't enough, bro? If I'm him, I'm looking at my teammates like, really? You couldn't at least give me 1 run? That way I didn't get the loss? Seriously? You got Rocker 7 runs. Why can't you get me 1? I mean, that's how I would feel. But, like, Tennessee's going to have to score runs. I would say they're going to have to try to get to 4 at least. Like, that to me seems at least to be a good starting point. It might take more. You know, Texas, during their wins in their regional and super regional, so their 5 wins at the regional and super regional, averaged 9.8 runs per game. So, I feel like that's asking a lot of Tennessee. So you need your pitching to be better than that, obviously. But, like, Tennessee might need to score 5 or 6 runs today. You can't go 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. You can't go 0-for-4 in trying to get guys home from third base with less than 2 outs or fewer than 2 outs. You got to come through. Tennessee has all year. They didn't in game 1. The good news is it's double elimination. They can come through today. You had opportunities, was a sad thing. You had, what, 1st and 3rd, no outs in the first inning of the first game?
You could have started fast, but in their heads and
if Tennessee gets out and scores 2 runs in the first inning, I'm not going to say the game's over, but, like, I don't think Tennessee only scores those 2 runs. Like, I think you get Abbott feeling a little uncomfortable while also giving your lineup confidence.
Yep.
I said after the – was it after last week's 76ers collapse or was it after Sunday's collapse? I don't know. But I said the worst thing could be is, like, just front runners. And in game 1, you kind of feel like front runners a little bit. And Vitello kind of called his team out about that. Just said – I'm not going to say we rolled over and died, but I feel like, you know, adversity kind of got to us a little bit. Usually things are going well and we're rolling.
Yep.
On Sunday, the breaks didn't really go our way and our guys pressed a little bit. You don't want that to happen in the big stage. Tennessee baseball had the utmost confidence in – not doing that. I still have it going into game 2. If I'm wrong and we lose, I guess we'll just wait to see if Vitello leaves us. But excited for today.
You see the videos, him high-fiving everybody, taking pictures with the UT fans right before the game. They're, like, on their way to the stadium.
Today?
Yes. Just came out.
I did not see it, but what do you make of it?
This guy's not leaving, man. Like, he's just, like, he bleeds orange. He's out here high-fiving, like I said, hugging people, waving to the fans.
I think that's very important to him and the team, and I think it's very important to Vitello. Like, that was one of the things he talked about after the game. Was like, this team needs to go out there and shake some hands and high-five and sign some autographs for some kids and remember that this is just fun. Like, it's not pressure. Like, let's go out here, let's party. Ooh. It's a Little Leaguer game is what he said. Let's go out here, let's get it done.
And they were feeling the pressure yesterday because they kept striking out on the high fastball just because of being overly aggressive. And then when they peeled back on that aggressiveness, they watched backwards strikeouts multiple times. That it was the mid-game adjustment just wasn't working. But the over-aggressiveness, that was a little scary right out of the get-go because that 1st and 3rd situation, pretty sure it was back-to-back strikeouts on a high pitch just to end the inning, end the threat. They just need to relax a little bit. Yeah, go hang out with the people. Give the people what they need after journeying all the way up there for them.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. The segment's brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking. Located just minutes from downtown Knoxville. Go throw some axes with our friends at Kraft Axe Throwing. Again, promo code FANRUN gets you 15% off. Got about 5 minutes left in this hour. Anything else you want to say about today? You want to switch gears? Anybody got anything else to say about the baseball team? I've said pretty much everything I want to say about it for now.
Let's just get it done.
Horns down.
Horns down? Okay.
There it is.
Yeah. Horns down. Hate Texas. Something about the Alamo.
Yeah.
Speaking Spanish if it wasn't for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything's bigger in Texas, including the L's.
Including the L's.
Ooh.
Only 2 things come from Texas, and neither one of them are baseball players.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's go, Tony. Yeah. Don't leave us, Tony.
Please.
Tony, stay here. Horns down, Tony.
Maybe we should have some local place offer him, like, free food. You know how they used to do that for the players?
Do that for the players. They got free burgers for life. They beg Barnes to stay in. Like, we'll give you all the free food.
I'm saying professional players have done that before, too. You know, offer them so much to stay. Didn't they do that with Brady? Didn't they offer him something? Restaurant was like free stuff for life.
I'm sure they did. But here in Knoxville, like, yeah, there was five or six restaurants telling Rick Barnes he could stay and eat for free after
losing. The same energy.
After losing in the Sweet 16.
The old Calhouns that I worked at, he came in quite a bit, and we literally gave him a manager meal.
Free?
Multiple times, free food.
Wow. That's
kind of weird.
But he only did it for himself because he always felt guilty. So he always tipped a good amount and paid for his wife.
It didn't seem like he felt that guilty about it to take advantage of it.
You're right.
He obviously didn't feel that guilty about it.
He felt guilty for the little guy because they know that you're losing a couple bucks if you don't have that other meal on the ticket.
Well, surely Rick Barnes would make up the $3 that he lost for a tip. Surely to God he would lose the $3 on a $13 meal that he could leave a tip on, surely. But I obviously didn't feel that bad if he was still going there and taking advantage of it. Somebody needs to step up for Vitello.
You know what needs to happen, John?
I feel like Vitello, he doesn't eat the chain restaurants.
No, he doesn't.
Vitello's probably got a chef or a gaggle of women coming to cook for him.
I was going
to
say, we need a woman to lock him down here in Knoxville. That's what we need.
We need a what?
We need a woman to lock him down here in Knoxville.
I think
what we need.
You're probably right.
That's the only way he's going to stay.
You're probably right. At a certain point, the bachelor lifestyle is going to be a tangled web.
Yeah.
He's going to realize, you know what, I've burned a couple bridges here. I need to go start over somewhere else.
Exactly.
Try my luck down on the bayou. I mean, Ole Miss I was a little worried about. You know, I've always heard about the Grove and the women at the Grove. I was a little worried about the Ole Miss co-eds. Are we worried about, like, LSU?
Nah, he'd be all right.
Like, LSU.
Yeah. He'll be all right.
You mean he'll be all right, like he'll still do well, or like LSU women ain't nothing special?
Knoxville women are better than LSU.
Than LSU women? Okay. I was going to say, Ole Miss women, I've always heard, like, hey, I mean, then you're sitting there. I mean, whenever it looks like Bianco might go to LSU and Ole Miss might call Tony, you have, you know, just bad visions of, wow, Lane Kiffin and Vitello just down there together hanging out, and what a crew that would be, and that would really hurt here.
Oh, you know Kiffin would eat it up, man. Yeah. You would see all over his socials some selfies with Vitello.
Yeah. Yeah, although Kiffin might be a little, I think, would Kiffin want to go like that far down the list? Like when there's two of them out there? Like, I mean, like, would Kiffin be comfortable being such a distant second? Because let's face it, Lane Kiffin ain't much of a looker these days.
Yeah, that's not the ideal wingman you want.
I mean, maybe it is. Like if, like, you know, Vitello's attractive enough to get two, and Kiffin's like still in a position of power and still like, I guess, a desirable celebrity down there, but like Kiffin's always going to get second choice.
Have you met Lane?
Although it's probably better than hanging out with like Mike Leach. Can't imagine him and Mike Leach are bringing back too many lookers together.
Hey, you never know.
Who's even the football coach at Ole Miss right now? I'm drawing a blank. Oh, Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin. Oh,
basketball coach. I was thinking of Kermit Davis. Kermit seems like a family
Kermit
man.
Yeah.
So as soon as you introduce him as Kermit, he's probably lost a few
points.
If
Andy Candy was still around, maybe, but they got Andy Candy out of there. So you think we need to get Vitello a woman? Would he have the same edge to him, though? Would he have the same swagger?
That could change up a little bit, John.
Get him a crazy woman.
Get him a crazy woman?
That encourages his behavior.
His wild side.
Want to ruin his life, Cam?
Yeah. we don't.
I mean,
like
does it bring us a national championship?
We don't want him to develop like a cocaine problem and like staying out all night with this crazy woman. Like, let's not push him down like the arms of the. He's a nice like homely woman, I would say.
Okay.
Then he might get chubby. I don't know. Start getting home cooked meals.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fine line, Tony. Just keep doing you. Just stay single up here in Knoxville. It'll be fine.
It's a safe space.
He's doing fine. He loves us, right? He loves Knoxville, right? He's a king. You can be a king here, Tony. Let's focus. Let's just beat Texas. Beat Texas. That's the goal. Beat Texas. Hour one in the books. Hour two on deck. We'll kick it off with headlines. I guess we'll play trivia. Let's just plan to do 2 hours a day.
Okay.
Let's just plan to do 2 hours since the game's going live. In hour three, there's no sense in us doing a show, I don't guess. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.